Vabbè.
Thank you, sir. Do you want me to pour your grape nuts or do you want to pour it?
No, I will pour mine.
I don't think we need orange juice and strawberries.
I just put it on the table.
Just in case.
Case anybody doesn't want any milk. Case anybody didn't want strawberries.
That's true.
Wants cigarettes.
But I would be very surprised if somebody didn't want strawberries. You guys did a very good job of setting the table. You have an awful lot of cereal there, really, and I'd like to. Laura, I better help you with this. This came out from.
Okay.
Came out very fast.
Mommy?
Yes?
You want to
have this?
That's
not. No, just keep it. You'll want more in the end. You don't need it. I'm just kidding.
Give me milk.
Give
me your milk.
Thank
this
you.
Is Laura. This is Laura.
Yes, I'm Joanna. This is
I was too.
Gesundheit, Laura.
I had a cough.
You did?
Yeah. I could.
What did you dream about last night? Anything good?
Yes, I dreamed about Daddy was home.
That's a good dream, all right.
And he dreamed about peanuts.
Uh-huh.
I dreamed about peanuts. I have never
dreamed. I dreamed that peanuts was still dead, but... that he was having fun being dead.
It was all right to be dead for you. You miss peanuts? I miss peanuts.
Well, I had another dream about peanuts. I had a dream about peanuts.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he wants to be up and he's up.
He wants to be up out of his grave?
Yeah.
He wants to be alive again?
Yeah.
We don't know what Peanuts wants, because he can't tell us, can
he? He probably wants to be alive.
Ah!
Maybe he does.
You got my cup!
Well, what do you need your cup for?
I don't need your cup.
I'll have.
Do
you
need a cup too, honey?
No, I got milk in my cereal.
Okay.
I feel good, I'm not.
Yeah, I miss peanuts.
I do too. She's sad. We're sad because she died.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have another kitty cat. Now we're not sad.
Does that make you less sad to have the other kitty?
I guess so. I guess so.
A little less.
A little less.
But
I still want peanuts back.
But Katie is very different from peanuts.
I know. But we had peanuts so long, he really was real to us then.
Yes, he was part of our family, that's right. That's enough for right now.
I just was teasing.
See.
Little basket is mine.
What little basket? Oh, which the strawberry came in?
The green basket with the strawberry came in.
But you buy strawberries!
Grape nut doesn't start with V, does it? Grape. Good.
Grape
that would be?
No, it doesn't.
Grape. So what does that say?
You're on the wrong side of the package. That says grape. And now let's finish what, figure out what that one says. It does start with V, and it's not grape.
Well, that says grape nuts.
Correct, and this is a completely different word on the other side.
What does it say?
Vegetable. Remember I told you I had trouble with that word?
Vegetable. What's that? That must be a D. That must be a D. Isn't this a D?
A B.
Vegetable.
But for a D, it would have to say vegetable. Instead of vegetable.
Vegetable.
Or vegetable. Or you don't have to say vegetable. You could say vegetable. That way you could say vegetable too. Right?
Close call. Yeah. Honey, those aren't raisins. Those are strawberries. Oh, that black spot, that's where the cereal got a little burnt.
It's okay.
It'll hurt you.
I got a black spot, too.
If you don't want to eat them, just leave them on your plate. Oh. Ruthie said she's leaving in June, mid-June.
She called me!
What?
She called me!
She called you?
Yeah!
Where?
At home.
When did she call you, Elizabeth?
Oh, yesterday.
I called you. That wasn't Ruthie. That was me.
No, after you called.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruthie called? What did she say?
Something special.
Something special?
I'll be here tomorrow.
I see.
That was something special.
That was the something special. That's right.
When Ruthie to call me.
Do you like Ruthie to call me?
Yeah.
What?
Yesterday, Mrs. Alexander was a little late.
Was she?
I don't know why.
Who took care of the kids?
Mrs. Maper.
Were they wild?
Only for a few minutes. And Mrs. Maper came right too, so the kids were really tired just standing outside.
Yeah. Especially for the kids who get there on time.
Like me and Maria and Jennifer. Because the big kids are allowed to play free tag matches and climb the tree.
Me too, right?
Kindergarteners.
That's true too.
But the little kindergarteners and the first grade have to stay.
They do.
They have to stay on the park and one special part of the yard. You know where that brown bench is?
Uh-huh.
That's where the kindergarteners and first grade have to stay. They have to just sit there on the bench.
I see.
Till Mr. Holliver, till a teacher gets here that takes care of our class.
I see. Did Mr. Holliver come and take care of you till Mrs. Maker got there?
We had to sit there till Mrs. Maker got there.
That was a long sit, I bet.
And Mrs. Maple came at almost 9 o'clock. You know that?
We ended up waiting in the white car. That was Mrs.
In the big white station wagon.
But did this?
A real big one, like Dougie's car.
This big?
No, bigger than that.
Do you know the second grade teacher at all? Mrs. Bell?
Yeah, a little bit.
She seems pretty nice.
I know you a little bit. You know a little bit.
You do?
Yeah.
There's two kindergarten teachers.
Hi,
sweetie.
I am you.
I love you too.
Try to eat my hand.
Daddy,
try to eat my hand.
Hi, Laura's hand.
Wait, I have a busy day today.
Mom? Jennifer Brill's mother and father is going to come in your car.
Okay.
And
why aren't they driving their own car?
Because there have to be two grown-ups in each car. take care of all the kids.
I won't be any kids in the car.
Any kids in my car. We'll figure it out.
You have to take the... Okay.
Quiet.
All right, Mommy.
Take one at a time!
Run.
We can't take one at a time. Except we got some big time. We got some Volvos here. I think Dunny's brother is going to drive, so we got some big cars. We got two Volvos. I think Dunny's going to drive the car.
How come?
And one boy is out. One boy is sick.
Look at this. So who's sick?
Jamie.
Still? Did he ever come back to school yet?
Wasn't in his car before. Stuck.
Will he come back and have his tonsils out yet?
Yeah. But he's sick again.
Is Josh Miller's mom going to come too?
She has a big book writing man. Mrs. Kendall. Because Josh has two fathers.
Yeah, because she's everyone does.
She has a Rolls Royce.
She does. She's obviously not taking an Oakland field trip in it.
But she'll probably drive the van. Because the van is bigger.
Look at the van!
Hey, what are you doing up there?
Do you know
what
she said?
She is. Taps me to sit. Look at her. She thinks she's a tiger. She really does.
She looks like a tiger. That's a big tree. Could pretend that's a big tree.
See, if you find a small enough pond, you can be the big fish.
What good is that for?
Wasn't a joke, huh?
You too?
Right. When is Maury leaving, Pat?
I guess the end of August. Whenever he goes.
But you'd have to make the party before that.
In July.
We had a little party 2 weeks ago.
For who? That's right. You guys had fun there, didn't you? We have to have a little party on on the Sunday before Joanna's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because it's our birthday.
We have to go to that rice store. And remember what you said? If it didn't cost too much money, the dog didn't cost too much money, we could buy the dog too.
I said that. That's right. We'll go Saturday to that special toy store. The Saturday before Joe's birthday, right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yes, you'll go too. But you know who's...
But it's Joe's presents.
Yes, I for two, right?
You can come.
You can come with us. Because you're part of the family.
I
want
to play with it. But first, I want to see how it works and everything.
Now,
Which kind of a place?
A pissy paste.
I see.
The doll, yeah. So Anna found a doll that looks like Hillary, all soft and big.
Oh.
And that's what people
do. That's the doll, Anna.
But Daddy, I think if it's not too expensive, she can
choose
it.
Now I'll
pay it! We'll see.
One of those baby hikers. And maybe I'll choose that bunk bed.
Yeah, but you can only choose one or two things. We'll see how expensive it all is.
Probably
$2,000. You're not
going to get it if it's $2,000,
Kim. And then that other dog because... And we have to remember that it's Gluffy's birthday, too. Make a little surprise for Gluffy.
I'll send him one of my
little books.
if she would like me to $100 away.
Yeah, we could send a toy to Glucky so she could have some toys for Brian.
For Glucky's birthday.
No, for Brian. And for me.
Oh, my dry egg. Oh, Mommy, it's right now out.
What's the trouble?
You didn't give me so much butter.
Oh, I didn't?
It's melted.
It melts into the bread.
Like mine.
Look at mine.
Oh, look at mine. Mine didn't.
Look, there's lots of butter melted in it.
Well, mine had a big glob of butter that wasn't melted in. You know that? And now mine's all melted in.
Put it on my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This milk stinks.
It shouldn't. Is it sour, Jack?
No.
Smell it.
I don't smell anything.
Stinks to me.
Just put it on the dome.
Now, you know what? There's even a label I forgot. Josh Davis is out. Josh Davis is out, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm enjoying being invited. Thank you for inviting me to come.
And your daughter's brother has a cold, and she has a cold, so then there will be three more. Your dog Bobby is probably coming. Yes, it is. So we'll work it out to get to the car.
Sure.
Mr. Uncle me today?
Yes.
And I think one kid would have to sit in the middle front seatbelt. What about you?
Okay.
There's three kids now that are really supposed to go to the top. Huffy, Kathy, and Jennifer Brill.
We'll
figure it
out when
we
get to Oakland, okay?
And I got
Huffy out. And you know what? Mrs. Alexander is going with Mrs. Rowley?
No, but I can guess.
Because she doesn't know her that well. And she said to me, she could have gone in our car, but she knows you so well, she doesn't know Mrs. Cannoli that well.
I see.
Could be true.
Yes, my goodness, if she knows me well, you can imagine that a woman who knows the parents.
Cannoli?
You know?
Mrs. Cannoli.
Mrs. Cannoli?
I know about
I couldn't do any more, but to put a name on the date.
But the
Yes, but they wouldn't give me one till May 30th. Barbara Rance don't have one either. I told her to tell me as soon as I come out, and then I'll go down and get one.
I see. Mm-hmm.
We're not printed yet.
I see.
It's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning. Wow, it's early.
Oh, maybe it's going to be 8 o'clock.
What time is this, Daddy?
7:30.
Sue and I will be work mother at your school again, right?
Because Topher's mom was angry today.
What was she angry about?
No, that was not a fart, that was the cat.
Okay, what was she angry about, Laura?
No, didn't want to work mother too.
Why was Topher's mommy angry?
No, I have to tell you. Jody?
Yeah.
And Karen.
Were the work mothers together?
No, that one is a babysitter.
I see. But Karen was big. But why was Judy angry? Was she angry at Topher?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because Topher wouldn't share his mother.
No.
Well, let Laura tell us. She was there. As soon as she swallows her strawberry, she'll tell us.
Well, because Jared, he shared his mother.
He did. Laura has trouble sharing her mother, doesn't she?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
How come I think you do?
Because I am hungry.
Because you're hungry? That doesn't make any sense.
You know what, Sue, we're going to have? We're all going to have a McDonald's hat. We're all going to have a fire hat.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get a McDonald's hat.
Yeah, we are. Since I like Coke, so don't worry if I get Coke.
Oh, it's terrible for me, too.
Come on, yes.
Okay, you're sleeping.
You know what? Mrs. Jordan says she likes Pepsi Cola more than Coke.
I mean, Daddy does, too.
Oh, which do you like?
I don't like any kind of soft drink. I never have. Same to me.
I like that. Coke is all I like. Soft drinks. Coke.
This tastes like butter.
What tastes like butter?
And a toast.
It's margarine.
It tastes like butter.
It tastes like butter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Margarine or butter?
Margarine is a kind of butter. Could you do me a favor?
Does it taste like margarine or butter?
I need a favor.
What? You need a Kleenex, right?
No.
What? A hug.
Kiss on the nose.
Okay, how do you do kisses? What's this? A gumbunga. Have you ever tried rubbing noses? Lauren's baby pulled their tongues. I have to shave. Bye, Laura. I have to go and shave.
I'll keep you company while you finish your breakfast. And then we have to get going.
I have to shave.
Okay? We have to get going because
I'm not in my phone.
No. You're going to cooperate with Barbara, though, please.
Yeah.
Good. And it's really nice of her to maybe take you to McDonald's.
Yeah, but she will.
She said she would, so she probably will. But I can't promise she will because I'm not Barbara. But she said she probably would.
Mm-hmm.
What will you choose?
Fish. Fish.
Fish.
Fish.
You like that better than the hamburger, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a really hungry child in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You whistle like, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is like.
doing here is... Don't show it up. Leave it alone, will you? That makes me angry. What are you angry about?
Laura's opening her mouth when her toast is.
Would you hurry up and finish so we can get going? Laura, just don't do that with the milk.
Hi.
No, not hi. Let's finish breakfast.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Okay, that's enough time, Laura. Let's finish breakfast, okay?
Today, one day.
Yeah.
Laura, could you stop it now and get breakfast finished? I'm sort of out of patience for the goofing around, okay?
I'm sorry, out of patience, too.
You're sort of out of patience, too.
Let me show up.
Look, it's 28. We're going to be late. We are going to be very late this morning.